Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Are lockdowns and restrictions keeping you from gathering with loved ones this Thanksgiving? Even so, there's much you can do to foster a truly grateful heart. Hi, and welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm your host, Marge Steinhage-Fenland, and I am so happy that you have chosen to join me in this podcast today as we talk about how to foster a grateful heart, a truly grateful heart. Because no matter what's going to happen this Thanksgiving, whether you can, in your area, gather with loved ones, or if you're in an area where even the indoor gatherings are restricted, there is still so much to give thanks for. Trust me, there is. And there's so much that you can do to foster a truly grateful heart. And now's time. Now's time to start gearing up for Thanksgiving and for working on your heart to make it, through the grace of God, a truly grateful heart. So let's get right down to it. I've got several steps, concrete steps that you can take to foster a truly grateful heart. Now, the first thing is, take one day at a time. Take one day at a time, because we need to realize, and I think I'm speaking to myself as much as I am to you. It's very important that in critical times like the present day, with the COVID threat and all of the uncertainty in the news, it's very, very important that we take one day at a time. This is what we know for today. This is what we're doing for today. We don't really know the future. Only God knows the future. So take just this day and work through just this day. As hard as it could be, and I know, I have fought ups and downs through this whole COVID thing. So I know very well. I perfectly understand having those down days where you think, oh man, life's never going to return to normal. It's always going to be such and such and such. Well, you have to stop yourself from thinking that way. And I know, because I have to stop myself from thinking that way. This is today. This is today. And I give this day to God. And that is all. That is all I'm going to worry about, is just this day, which I have given to our Lord, and I'm going to carry out my tasks and duties as best as I can. Now, there's a second part to that, and it's kind of a cart before the horse or vice versa, you know, the chicken or the egg. But absolutely, it's necessary to resolve to start each day anew. So, today's a crummy day. All right, fine. Today is a, just like, remember what I said, take one day at a time. Today is a crummy day. I'm really struggling today. But tomorrow, I'm going to start all over again. I'm going to start anew. Resolve to start each day anew. So when you go to bed at night, tell our Lord, Lord, this was a really tough day. And I feel like I failed at this and that and the other thing. Or I feel like I did really well with this, but maybe not so well with that. And that was today. So, dear Lord, please forgive me for any faults, any sins I may have committed through this day. Forgive me for my failures. And give me the grace to start fresh in the morning. And when you get up in the morning, carry that through. So, good morning, Lord. Good morning. I give this day to you. I surrender this day to you. Please give me the grace to start fresh. I'm going to forget about the struggles of yesterday, and I'm going to start fresh today and work to make today, through your grace, dear Lord, better. Okay, so take one day at a time. Resolve to start each day anew. That's so important. Don't, if you had a bad mood yesterday, if you had a bad experience yesterday, don't carry it into today. You don't need that. You really don't. Trust me. Trust me, I know. All right, then the next step is do something that makes you happy. This is especially important on days where you're struggling. You know, there are times where, you know, and I work out of my home, and I have all these years. So the COVID lockdowns for me, it's not quite the sudden change that it is for some of the folks who were used to going to an office each day. Regardless, you know, there are many days where I'm here and I'm struggling to get motivated. I'm not feeling really charged. Maybe there's something that's really weighing on my heart. Maybe it's just a crummy day and I don't even know why. Just a tough day. That we all get this. These are very stressful times. We all get these kinds of days. Well, do something that makes you happy. Stop what you're doing. You know, rather than beating your head against a brick wall and, you know, trying to, you know, force yourself to be happy or force yourself through this day, just stop. Just stop for a few minutes. Give yourself 15 minutes or longer if you want to. Do something that makes you happy. All right, so for me personally, what makes me happy is to play oldies. I love oldies. I love oldie rock and roll. When I turn on the oldies station, we have a really nice one in our market. When I turn on the oldies station, it makes me happy because it brings back good memories for me. And it really only takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Usually while I'm listening, I'll do some minor household task, you know, something kind of mindless. But the music lifts me out of where I was before. Now, it could be something very different for you. You know, everybody is different. So maybe it's not music. Maybe it's calling a friend. Maybe anything, whatever. Taking a walk. Whatever it is. Do something that makes you happy. Maybe you've got a hobby that you love to work on. Go work on the hobby for 15 minutes or so. Just to change gears and lighten your mood. Now, I want to add to this that this would not be in the place of prayer. Don't forget that stopping for prayer breaks is vital in tough times. So I'm talking about something that makes you happy, but don't skip your prayer times for that. All right, then, and this goes right into, from prayer times, this goes right into the next point, which is talk to our Lord and His mother. Talk to them. They're right there. They're right there with you. They are seeing you. They know what's in your heart. They see the struggles that you're going through. So, even though they already know what's on your heart and in your mind, it's really important for you to talk to them. Why? Because it helps you to recognize where you're at, and it gets you to express what's going on inside you. And it's all about relationship. You know, if you, a married couple, for example, who have been together for years and years and years and years, and they have been together so long that they pretty much can read each other's minds, and so they know, and I'm using that in quotation marks, what the other person is going to say before they even say it, or they know that the other person loves them, or that they love the other person. But it is not the same as telling them. It's just not the same as vocalizing, I love you. It's not the same as vocalizing, you know, I'm really struggling right now. I'm having a really tough day. Can you please help me? So talk to them. Talk to them. You can even talk, if nobody else is around, talk out loud. It's amazing. Just try it. Try it. Trust me. It is so freeing to be able to freely, without reservations, converse with our Lord and His dear blessed mother. Talk to them. Express your feelings. Empty your heart to them. You will feel so much better. And that's in addition to any rote prayer. Rosary is essential. We know that. Sacraments, essential. In as much as we're able to go. But that free conversation with our Lord and His Blessed Mother is a very different thing, and so, so important, especially in tough times. Okay, here's the next part. And this is where the whole crux of fostering a grateful heart lies. And that is, keep what I call a gratitude list. As you go through your day, and I really stress that this could and should be a physical list, even if it's just a scrap of paper, anything, a post-it note. You could even put it into your phone, whatever you want to do. But as you go through your day, keep a gratitude list. And I am not talking about the big things like, oh, I just got a bonus from work, or the bills came in and we didn't owe anything, or I don't know. I'm not thinking of good examples right now, but I'm not talking about big things. I am talking about the little stuff. Like, this hot cup of coffee tastes so good to me right now. Be grateful. Write that on your list. You have a cup. You have hot coffee in it that you are enjoying. That's something to be grateful for. Do you have warm clothing to wear when it's cold out? Be grateful for that. Write that down. Does the furnace work? If it's cold outside, does the furnace work? Be grateful for that. Little things. Little bitty things. Did the sun come out? That's something. That's something to be grateful for. Sunshine is so good for us. The littlest things, and make a list. Just write it down. You could do it in one word, coffee. Sunshine. Do you have a pet that you really love? You know, we've got We've got a little dog, and I'm sure if you follow me on social media, you see pictures and you hear me or read me my post about Miss Daisy. She is awesome. We love this dog. Miss Daisy goes on my gratitude list really on a daily basis because I'm so happy to have her around. I'm so happy for that companionship. Okay, so if you've got a pet you especially care about, you see what where I'm going with this. The tiniest little things. Make a list and keep it running throughout your day. Make a running list. And then each night when you say your evening prayers, get that list and look through it again. And during your evening prayer, tell the Heavenly Father, tell Him, Father, these are the things that I am grateful for. Father, I so enjoyed that cup of coffee this morning. That was a gift from you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, I so enjoyed taking that walk with the dog. Thank you, Father. Father, the sunshine really changed my attitude today. Thank you. Thank Him down the line, one point after another, after another, after another of your gratitude list. Do that every single day. Don't go to bed. Don't go to bed until you've gone through your gratitude list. And I think it helps. It will help you sleep better. I know it helps me sleep better. When I go to sleep on that note of gratitude, after having spoken to our Lord, emptied myself, and when I tell the Heavenly Father all of the many, many things I'm grateful for, then it's completely different for me. My sleep is so much more peaceful. So, so much more peaceful. It will change your heart. And you do this enough days in a row, and it becomes habitual. It becomes habit to thank God for all of the little things in your life. Well, and don't forget to thank for the big things. But it's training. It's training your heart to foster gratitude always. This is so important, especially during tough times, especially during times when so much is taken away from us. So many freedoms because of the restrictions that are accompanying COVID and all of these other things going on in the world. Now, looking toward Thanksgiving Day itself. Now, this is all that I've been talking about so far in this podcast, this is all building up to Thanksgiving. So I'm going to assume that you aren't going to be able to gather with everyone you'd like to gather with for Thanksgiving this year. That's the case for a lot of the country. And I'll address the folks who can gather with loved ones in a minute. But first, don't wallow in your sorrow. So, in other words, even if you can't gather with loved ones, you still have the ability to connect with them. So maybe you're not the kind of person to pick up a phone or jump on a video call. Send a card. A day or two before Thanksgiving, send a nice card to those people. Trust me, this will really lift your spirits. And then maybe they'll give you a call if you're too shy to make the call. But reach out to others. That's the whole point here. Reach out to others. Send a text message thinking of you today and giving thanks to God for you, for our friendship or our relationship, whatever it is. Or give me a call. Hi, you think of you, give me a call if you get a chance. You know, that, that I do that a lot, especially with people that, that I'm a little too shy to just call point blank. But I'd like to hear from those people. So you reach out. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't sit there and count all the people you can't be with. Don't look at and count the hours that you're not going to spend with others. Foster that grateful heart. Remember your gratitude list. And you reach out to these people. Ask our Lord to help you. He will. Ask our Blessed Mother to help you to reach out to others. This is just this Thanksgiving, my friend. This isn't all Thanksgivings forever going forward. This is one difficult Thanksgiving. And you can get through it. You can. You absolutely, through the grace of God, you can get through it. We're all going to get through it. We're all going to get through it together, even if we aren't physically together. We are connected by our Christian faith, connected by our relationships with other people. You see, even if we can't be physically present to another person, that does not mean the relationship doesn't exist. The relationship is still there. So don't forget that. Don't forget that, okay? That relationship doesn't disappear just because you can't be physically present on that one holiday. So remember all those points, okay? Take one day at a time. Resolve to start each day anew. Do something that makes you happy. Talk, really talk, to our Lord and His Blessed Mother. Keep a gratitude list and review it each night. And then connect with others. You connect with others. You be the bold one. You get the ball rolling. And I will tell you that it will be truly a beautiful Thanksgiving for you, regardless. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to book me for a speaking engagement, talk to me about doing an online conference, if you'd like to read my blog or shop my bookstore, go to margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. You can also find out there how to follow me on social media. I would love to hear from you. Please connect with me. Hey, until next time, remember, the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, my friend. And may our Mother Mary protect you and guide you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.